And coming to you live from the heart of Balito, it's Radio Life and Style, your local station. You're with me, Mike, in the morning on the show proudly powered by Accelerate Security. And that's exactly where we're going right now as we head into a really cool catch-up interview. It's been a while since we've had Barry Smith in the studio, but he's back with us today. Regional Director, KZN for Accelerate Security. Barry, welcome back to the microphone, my friend. How are you doing today?
Well, Mark, thank you. Good to be back in the studio.
You're getting good at this radio thing, hey?
I'll tell you what. Only need to tell me once, sir.
You got it. And you've brought back up today. We're going to be having an interesting chat about the CPF, the Community Policing Forum. And from our local Ward 30 CPF, we've got the PRO, Etienne Nordia, is in the house with us. And Etienne, welcome back to the microphone to you. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us as well. Yes, I've been in these rooms before, and it's great to be back. Thank you.
You see, you're both experienced now. That's what we like, professionals. And look, in a nutshell, let's just take a step back before we get into the nuts and bolts of the CPF, which is a really interesting structure, and I think it probably doesn't have enough awareness around it, so we're going to try and remedy that today. But starting with Accelerate Security, Barry, for those that have been living under a rock and haven't been listening to a lot of radio, maybe they've been away on holiday, maybe they've just come back, and now they're getting to hear. You're the guys that bring the morning show to Balito, of course, but when it comes to your actual operations as Accelerate Security, what sets you apart and what services do you provide?
Mark, I think we're certainly a company that's big enough to make a difference and small enough to care. We were born out of Durban. We've still got our head office here. And we've got national and international reach. So we can put on those expertise and, you know, technology and whatnot when we need to. But we're still here. We're still very much local. Because of that, we're still able to care.
Absolutely. I love that. Big enough to get it done, small enough to really care and to interact on a very personal level. And you've been having some great conversations with us here on radio, getting behind local initiatives like the hashtag Love North Coast movement that continues to gain steam. And I know that they had a really productive meeting with you guys recently. You've been getting involved in helping them get their web presence up online. And that's just, you know, one example of a connection that's been formed that's proving to be fruitful and benefiting the greater community. And when it comes to partnering with structures and organizations in the community space, does Accelerate have a deliberate sort of strategy, or does it kind of happen organically? What's your view on that?
Mark, I think a bit of both. You know, I was chatting to Etienne a bit earlier, and at the forefront, I think, of that strategy, if you want to call it, is safety. So, you know, I was saying that I want my kids to be able to walk the streets. And I think it's the same for everyone. And being able to find those people and those organizations that help us get there, that very much plays into the strategy. Who's going to help to create this safe environment? It's very difficult to operate in silo and do it by yourself, but, you know, who's going to be able to stand by you? And, you know, on this journey, we're certainly finding those people.
Well, listen, one of those people is Etienne Nordia from the local CPF for Ward 30. And Etienne, for those that have no clue what CPF stands for and what it is as an entity, let us know. What is the CPF? How does it function between the police and civil society?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Firstly, it's the Community Policing Forum. By definition, it's to promote accountability from the police to the community and, of course, cooperation of the community with the local police. So it's a one-hand wash as the other type of scenario. Mm. What we are there to do, though, is to you know, monitor the effectiveness and efficiency of the police that are serving us. The gap that we bridge or attempt to bridge is actually to make communication with the police easier for the community. So should they not be able to get through to the police, or they're not getting any assistance with, let's say, a case or something that is pressing, then we can facilitate that, yes.
Wow, so it's quite a vital structure. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, there is a kind of a mandate that every ward needs to have its own CPF formed. Is that correct?
Yes, that is so. So the Greater Balito would be Ward 22, Ward 6 and Ward 30. But Balito itself is divided between Ward 30 and Ward 6. So Ward 6 has a longer standing CPF than Ward 30 does. But we're mandated to actually have a separate CPF for each ward.
Wow.
And each ward councillor for that matter. So you'll find on all the CPF boards you've got a ward councillor, and so you've got political representation.
Mm.
So the gap that we're bridging is pretty much people don't know how to deal with the police, and we've found a way to do that. And Mhlali Police Station is also on the up. They're doing a lot better than they used to do with the new colonel there, Colonel Zulu. And she's quite effective, and hopefully she turns it around, you know. This is what we're hoping for, you know.
Well, I think it's fantastic that there seems to be this renewed sense of wanting to make things work, to have public participation and communication lines open with the structures in the SAPS and our local police station. And then looking at the sort of private security piece of the puzzle, and Barry, how does Accelerate aim to support the functioning of the local CPF picture?
Mark, I think it's first and foremost by being present. You've got to let the CPF know that we're there.
Yeah.
We're there, open channels of communication. We're there for support. You guys need us. There's special operations happening. We'll lend teams and vehicles and manpower to get involved. And more recently, the donation of shirts and caps, and there is requirements for other equipment like radios and whatnot. So we get involved in as much as what we can do, first and foremost by being present with them.
That's fantastic. And I know in our previous discussion when we were talking about your involvement with the hashtag Love North Coast, that was an initiative that really grew out of some of the big developers in town wanting to really market this incredible area that we live in, the North Coast, and put it on the map nationally and say, listen, look at what's happening here. Amazing initiatives, amazing people, great organizations that are making this part of the country work. And Accelerate was the first non-founder entity to put up its hand and say, hey, we think this is an amazing movement. We want to be part of this. How can we help? And they were like, well, we don't have a website. And you know, one thing led to another, and now there's this great friendship and association that's grown. But similarly, I believe you were leading the charge as one of the first, if not the first, outside organization to approach the local CPF guys and say, hey, we're here, we're operating in a similar space to you, can we help?
It's actually been quite great, and we're really chuffed with our new partners in Accelerate Security. They have assisted us very generously, I have to say, with some gear, some reflective clothing, very decent, high-quality golf shirts. Mark Stratum has been very accommodating and generous too. So,
and he's the local man on the ground here in Ballito representing Accelerate Security, hey?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So, I mean, basically we have an association with the whole security cluster. But that is mainly because of association, you know, with the Ballito Neighbourhood Watch. So it's one of the benefits that we have by being part of the Ballito Neighbourhood Watch. But Accelerate is the first that we have actually got a personal relationship with.
That's really exciting. And it speaks to the, you know, the unique, I think, personalities and leadership at the heart of Accelerate, as you say, a proudly local entity grown here on the KZN coastline and very much invested in seeing this area thrive and go from strength to strength. And looking at the CPF picture at the moment, how vital do you reckon it is to ensure it has a strong community support base, and what is the need in terms of volunteers and membership at the moment, Etienne?
Look, I think it's never been more vital. We're living in very uncertain times, and we really need to be aware, more aware than before. And all these civic action movements and ratepayers associations, they've all come to the fore. And we partnered up with all of them. I mean, if you think of KDRF, DOCRA, ICAM, you know, the Ilembe Civic Action Movement, they're also very active in the area. But having said that, I think that the community in general needs to get rid of that apathy that they have towards community service. And it's not easy to recruit members. So, you know, we try to set up a youth desk, and which we got pretty far with, but we haven't got any interest from the youth. So your younger generation in this town is like nearly non-existent in terms of politics or involvement, for that matter.
How can those that are listening to this local residents that are interested, want to find out more, maybe want to get in touch, maybe want to lend a hand and volunteer to get involved, how can they reach out and get in touch with our local CPF structures and CPF Ward 30 in particular?
We actually do have a website and certainly have an email address that people can send us a request for information, and we'd be very happy to meet up with anyone. We're happy to go to the schools, that is the future leaders of our country, the future leaders of this town, and hopefully they choose to stay here too. I mean, Ballito is a boom town.
Give us an email address right now if you have.
All right, so we got Ballito, Ward 30, CPF, all lowercase, that's at gmail.com. So, you know, if people are interested, and perhaps if the schools are interested and they want a couple of workshops that we can put together. Recently, we had a self-defense course, you know, that was well attended by everyone. We did it at Townsend Park, and the community involvement was huge. It was great. It was much more than we expected, yeah.
That's fantastic. And bringing it back to Accelerate Security, Barry, anyone who listens to The Morning Show should know by now that top estates, shopping centers, and business parks already trust Accelerate Security to ensure that their security needs are totally covered. How can local businesses get in touch with Accelerate Security to inquire about your security services and to get a professional assessment of their business security needs, Barry?
Mark, I think the best way is to jump onto our webpage, accelerate.co.za. It's a very informative page, easy to use, run through the range of our services, click what you want, and it'll direct you exactly to where you need to be and who you need to contact.
And any last words from the Accelerate side of things?
Mark, and I hope it's not too cliche, but certainly be part of the change that you want to see. And I think that's the message that we're trying to get across here. Things are happening. Things need to happen. Get involved. Change is coming. Let's be a part of it.
I love that message, and I second it wholeheartedly. And you're hearing it right here on Radio Life and Style, The Morning Show, with me, Mike, in the morning, proudly brought to you by Accelerate Security. Once again, my special guest, Barry Smith from Accelerate Security, Etienne Nordier from CPF, Ward 30. Guys, stay safe. And looking forward to having another chat again really soon right here on Radio Life and Style.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you, man.